Peter and Paul had to do with their education?
That is feasible, yes.
I mean, Peter was just a fisherman.
He's just a fisherman. He's a businessman, fisherman.
Yeah.
Now, on Peter's behalf, I would submit that Peter probably had Genesis to Deuteronomy memorized. You know, so he wasn't no schmuck in that sense. But compared to Paul, no, he wasn't on the same playing field. That is a possibility, and they, you know, different commentators will mention it. That may have been. I don't know if I'd go that far, because, and the reason I say that is because, you know, in chapter 1, you know, it says he went and spent time with Peter 15 days. Beginning of chapter 2, he went with Barnabas and Titus and saw the three apostles, and they gave him the right hand of fellowship. So there was obviously an agreement there on the basics of the gospel. Here's what the gospel's about. Because Titus was there. He was a Greek, a Gentile. I suspect for Peter at this juncture in his life, it had more to do with pure social peer pressure. That, you know, he may have been concerned with, okay, if this report gets back to Jerusalem and these guys are they going to begin persecuting the church in Jerusalem because of what I'm doing? Is my own neck on the line here? I mean, we looked at a couple of different possibilities, and that's all just speculation. But
well, I look at Peter's as being less disciplined than Paul, I mean, considering Paul's background, and so I could see that he would be more subject to peer pressure or social pressure.
Peter definitely. I mean, if you were to kind of profile Peter's life from the Gospels. In the book of Acts, you could make a case that Peter was more tempestuous. He was more, hot-tempered, you know, hoof and mouth disease. Yeah.
Could it also be that many of those that were coming and putting that pressure on him were considered a little more educated in the Jewish law and all of
that? That is possible, although, you know, and again, we're just speculating, but on the other hand, you go, yeah, but Peter, you walked with Jesus.
But what did he do with Jesus? Jesus at one point said, Satan, get thee behind me.
Yeah, and that was Peter's one of those hoof and mouth disease problems. So, yeah, I think there's personality issues going on there, but it's interesting that Peter doesn't respond in this chapter. Mm-hmm. He doesn't respond, so we don't know really how it turned out. But later on, if you read Peter's letters, 1st or 2nd Peter, Peter talks about the letters of Paul, and that Paul has written some things that are hard to understand the Scriptures. And so he likens Paul's letters to Scripture, which is one of our indicators that Paul's letters are Scripture. So there seems to be a deference there, a mutual, they're okay with each other, at least, we really just don't know. But
Peter got the message and kept his mouth shut and listened.
Could be, I don't know. What's that? Well, Then he got busy, so, you know, maybe he just didn't have time. We're bad. Okay, we're just going to... Yeah, we're going to stop there. Questions? Any other comments, observations on Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Earlier, you...
Yes.
Referring to the fact that he didn't physically object or rail against what was going to happen to him.
When I talk about his passive obedience, When he's in the court with the high priest, and he's being he's being led to the cross, because Jesus himself said, Peter, don't you think that I could call him my father and he'd give me 12 legions of angels?
Yeah.
So yes, that is the passive obedience of Christ. Okay. Questions? Anything? Observations? No? Okay.